Hello, everybody. Welcome to Footy Frenzy, episode 5. How is Zach?
Good.
Luke?
Yes.
Zach?
Good.
How'd we, our teams go on the weekend?
The Bombers.
Second win.
Come the Crows.
Bombers.
Yeah, we did well.
Nick-nack Nui for the winning goal.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game. So, just a heads up that we're changing the, you know, the, what's it called? The system, like, the system. So, we'll be just saying the highlights of the round and then we'll be like, tipping. Saying the ins and outs and the tips for next round and put more time on that. So, what do we like about round 21?
Essendon win.
Of course.
And I like Nick Nat Nui's goal. I like Nick Nat Nui's goal.
I didn't see Nick Nat Nui's goal.
I purely.
He picked it up and just flipped it on his left boot and went straight in.
And then 3 seconds later,
I purely like the Geelong Cats comeback.
Yeah,
it wasn't that good.
Hey,
no,
well, 40 points
now. It was good.
Was good. I was joking.
So, some top highlights. Brisbane and Essendon wins.
Yeah, they're 2-2 now, aren't they?
No,
yeah.
They're 2. Essendon's 1-2, Brisbane's 1-3.
Ooh,
damn.
It's a bit close.
We're facing Bulldogs now.
We don't want to go to...
Yeah, you want to win the one spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Essendon Woodspoon.
No, we actually want to go so we can get first draft pick.
Yeah.
You guys will be good if you get the first draft pick.
But boys, how good is the Bont?
Oh, Bontem.
Yeah, the Bontem Pelly.
I didn't see his game
against Collingwood.
No,
he was a star.
He's a gun.
I know. And he's only like 22, 23. He's
23.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Yep. 23. So, let's get into round 22. Next, the first game, which is tonight, at West Coast Eagles versus Hawthorn. The Inns, Lewis Jeddah, this is for West Coast, sorry. Lewis Jeddah, Jackson Nelson, out. Thomas Barras with a leg injury, and Simon Tunbridge with suspension. And for the Hawks, suspension. And for the Hawks, no changes. But milestones for the Hawks, Ryan Burden, anyone heard of him?
No.
His first game, that's why.
Oh, of course.
And Jonathan Segler with his 50th game. So, boys,
that's Segler's 50th game?
Yeah.
Is that it? Oh.
So, boys, that's first. That'll be tonight, the first game of the round. What are we thinking?
I think West Coast need another win, so.
They want to get in the top four.
Yeah.
Nah, West Coast, they won't get top four.
They're not going to.
It's like impossible for them.
No, it's mathematically possible. They probably won't. Yeah. So everyone, what are we going for? Tips. I reckon I'm gonna back the Eagles. What do you think, Zach?
Okay. I reckon Hawthorn.
Luke.
I'm going the Eagles.
I reckon the Eagles can win.
I think the Eagles can step up and knock off the Hawks. I reckon.
Potentially. Yep. So next one, North Melbourne versus the Sydney Swans at Blundstone Arena. It says BA, so I'm not sure. Blundstone Arena, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's it.
1:45 p.m. on that Saturday. So in Scott D. Thompson.
Come on.
Scott D. Thompson. Wait, what's Scott Thompson for Adelaide's middle name? Do you know?
No.
So it's in Scott D. Thompson and Bren Bowne. Some good ins. Out Robin Nahas with omission and also Ryan Clark with omission for Sydney. Ben McGlynn and, boys, you haven't heard of him yet for a few weeks, Kurt Tippett back in.
Ooh, damn, that sucks. So I don't like Kurt.
Out
I do.
Is Toby Nankervis and also out is Kieran Jack with a foot injury. So
Kieran Jack, is he?
Yeah, so
that's not good.
Some good ins for North, a good in for Sydney, but then a bad out for Sydney.
I think.
What
I
do
think
we think
North.
Of this one?
North.
No, Sydney. Sydney
North.
Will take
that
one.
North.
What do you think?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Up the North.
Yes, that. Love your work.
It's interesting, though, because the Swans, they if they lose, they could drop out of the top four, but then if the North lose, they could very easily miss the finals.
Melbourne could get in.
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne versus Carlton.
They are. So, next one, Richmond versus St Kilda, the MCG, 2:10 Saturday. Ins, Kane Lambert, Ton Elden, Callum Moore and Connor Menadue. Out, Ty Vickery omitted, Ben Lennon omitted, Nathan Drummond omitted, and Anthony Miles omitted.
Miles and Vickery.
So before we get to St Kilda, what do we think about Richmond? Four omissions. That's Damien Hardwick good. Angry.
Yeah.
So in for St Kilda, big in, Jalen Geary, Jason Holmes, the American boy, Jason Holmes.
Oh, is Jason Holmes
in? He's in.
Oh.
And then Jack Loney is also in for the Saints. Out, Darren Mitchington omitted, Sam Fisher with a hamstring, and Tom Hickey, the ruckman that's been dropped with a calf injury.
How many games has the American played?
He's played none this season, so this is his first one this season.
Ooh.
So boys, what do you think of Richmond St Kilda? As you said, Luke,
Saints. I'm picking Saints. Saints.
Richmond.
Oh, gosh. I'm back in the Saints.
Yes.
Because there is fans that watch the Saints that I know are watching.
Richmond have really got to step up next season if they want to get anywhere near the finals.
And yeah, what do we think of Damien Hardwick? Is he gone?
I think next year.
And if they go all right next year, then I reckon he'll stay for another couple of years. Or if next year they don't do well, then I reckon he's going to get sacked.
Sorry for that. And what about Brett Delidio? Do you think he'll get traded?
No. Who is he thinking of going to?
Every team wants him. Like, he's a very good player at his best, Brett Delidio.
Probably one of their best forwards.
If he goes to GWS, that will be a good side.
They're already a very good team.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
And speaking of GWS, there our next game for you. GWS versus Fremantle at what?
GWS against Fremantle.
Yeah, at Spotless Stadium, 4:35 Saturday. In Jacob Hopper. Did you hear on his first game he got like 32 touches?
Yep.
On his first game. Oh. So Jacob Hopper and Nathan Wilson. Matthew Kennedy omitted and Adam Kennedy omitted. So sad day for the Kennedys. Matthew Kennedy and Adam Kennedy omitted.
Why Kennedy?
No, this isn't Josh Kennedy.
Oh.
This is GWS's Matthew Kennedy and Adam Kennedy.
Yeah, but one of their Kennedys is really good.
They're both omitted, like dropped out of the side because they're not playing good enough. Oh.
Are they brothers or something?
Something just shocked me. Doesn't matter. For Fremantle, it's Cameron Sutcliffe, Matt Taverner and Jonathan Griffin. And this is what shocked me. Out. Aaron Sanderlands with a glute injury.
Oh.
Sandy's is gone. Shane Mumford, 50 hit-outs at least.
Aaron just got back in.
I know. Matthew Pavlich has been rested. He's just getting a bit old. And Ephron Hughes with
this
an omission.
This is his last.
I reckon he wants one more, so.
Wait, what's Sanderlands out for?
Rested. No. Pavlich is rested. Sanderlands is out with a glute.
Ooh.
So, boys, I don't know what you're going to say, but what do we think? I know you're going to say Giants, so what do you think? Giants by how much?
I'm saying Fremantle.
I reckon 70 points.
I think 70 points.
I reckon at least 50, yeah.
I think 120 points.
Oh, he's good. Zach, what do you think?
25.
So, it's a pretty close one. Mm. So, now the showdown, Port Adelaide versus Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval, 7:10 p.m. Saturday. In for Port Adelaide, Jake Need, Jay Schultz and Jimmy Tumpus. Out, Charlie Dixon.
Dixon's out, yeah?
Yeah, with an ankle. Logan Austin with a groin and Chad Wingard.
Uh-oh.
Wingard's out.
Oh, no. Chaddy with an hamstring. So Dixon and Wingard are out. Porter in a bit of trouble in their forward.
Yeah, with Wingard out, you have to sort.
So, and Adelaide, you'd be jumping for joy because I'm going to do the out first. Riley O'Brien with an omission, and in is Sam Jacobs.
Come on, Jacobs.
Sammy Jacobs, your big ruckman. So, showdown, boys, what are you thinking?
Adelaide.
Adelaide
all the way.
Adelaide, Zach.
Port.
Oh, stop.
I'm actually saying Port.
What are you doing, Zach?
No, he's gone Port.
Port are 11th and Adelaide are 3rd.
No, are you on the ladder?
Yeah.
Good on you, Zach. So, Zach, Ben, why do you want it? What makes you pick Port? We'll say this. What makes you pick Port?
Just feel like it?
You could just.
I just feel like they they're going to win.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So, cool. Saturday night footy as well. Collingwood versus Gold Coast Suns, Etihad Stadium.
Jeez.
Etihad Stadium, 7:25 Saturday, 7:25 p.m. at Etihad Stadium.
Collingwood are 12th on the ladder and Gold Coast 14th. Not far behind, 14th on the ladder.
Good update. You can say that after every when I say every game now.
Thanks, mate.
So, Collingwood in Ben Crocker and out Taylor Adams with an ankle issue. Oh, for Gold Coast in is Alex Sexton. Seed Lemons at...
Just say it, dude.
So, yeah. Braided for Diddy. Out is Joshua Snifefield. Omission Mitch Hallahan. Omission Ed Jesse Joyce. Omission. So Megan the Pies could get up against the Suns or vice versa.
Suns has still got no Gary Ablett and
Gary Ablett's gone. He's not coming back.
Do you Zach? Seriously, you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon Collingwood.
Collingwood win. Collingwood. Yeah, Collingwood win. Collingwood. Zach, are you going to go Gold Coast?
No. Not going.
And that brings us to the attention. What do you think of Gaz? Zach's just said he's gone, but what do you think, Zach Fairholt?
No, he'll stay.
Yeah, he's staying. Stay. But as we said earlier, he'll drop the captaincy and just play his role.
Yeah, but...
Look what?
Like, if you dislocate your shoulder twice...
Yeah, it's not good.
Was it the same shoulder?
Yeah, same shoulder.
What?
It's not good. It's not good. Jeez. So if Gary Ablett can get back onto the playing field, it's a mighty good effort.
Yeah, then he'll just like...
Do it again, you reckon?
And then he does it again. Same shoulder.
So now onto the Sunday games. MCG, 1:10 p.m. Sunday. In for... For Sunday games, the teams aren't completely through. There's just three games that are added to the extended bench. So there's no outs, but in Liam Sumner, Andreas Everett, Nick Graham, and Milestones David Cunningham playing his first game. So then the D's, Viv Mickey, Sam Wiedemann and Alex Neil-Bullen. And then Milestone Sam Wiedemann playing his first game.
Wait, is that Cunnington?
No, David Cunningham.
Oh, Cunningham.
And I saw at the start of the year that David Cunningham's going to get a lot of action. Right now he hasn't, but it's good that he's actually getting a game. So what do you think? Carlton or Melbourne, boys?
Melbourne. Have to be Melbourne.
If they want finals...
I reckon they're a hungry team. They won in the finals, Carlton, more than North Melbourne.
Carlton are 15th and then Melbourne are 9th, and they need that win to get back into the 8.
Yeah, and boys, what teams do you think will be tanking for a draft pick? What teams? I reckon maybe not really Freo, but Freo, Brisbane, no, not Brisbane or Essendon, because they won games. Maybe Carlton, because they haven't won a game for, like, a ton.
What do you mean?
Like, Carlton. Like, do you think... What do you mean? Tanking?
Yeah.
Tanking means trying to lose.
No, I reckon...
I think Essendon have tried to win a couple games.
No, I don't reckon they have.
What do you mean? So they're not trying?
I think they've definitely tried to win a game, but not as much as they could. They definitely want the wooden spoon.
That's true.
We could have beaten a lot of teams. We could have beaten Brisbane Lions if we wanted to.
No. Essendon's current roster is not as good as Brisbane's current roster. No. But, yeah. But did you hear that Michael Hurley re-signed with Essendon?
No, he's
fine. So that's a big boost. Next year, I think you guys can make finals next year. The Bombers. The Dons.
Well, I'd like to see where we are next
and
year.
And Dyson.
Oh, Dyson.
Joe Watson. Either.
What do you reckon about Joe Watson, boys? You reckon he's done and dusted?
No. No, I don't.
Yes.
Well, he's owning a cafe thing in America.
He's in a cafe in America.
So do we want to look back on some highlights?
There's two more games to go, Luke.
Yeah, but like after the games.
Yeah, sure. So at the Gabba, 3:20 p.m. on Sunday, Brisbane Lions versus the Geelong Cats. In for Brisbane, Josh Clayton, Tom Bell. Did you remember him for Carlton? He was playing good at Carlton, Tom Bell. Did he get injured or not?
No, he didn't.
Oh, but carrying on, Liam Dawson and Jackson Payne. And then out for Brisbane, Michael Close with an injury. No, knee, sorry, not an injury. That's not very specific. So new Josh Clayton, which means first game. But then milestones, Dane Zorko, an absolute star, playing his 100th game. He's a good player, Dane Zorko.
Yeah.
I've actually never heard of him.
Dane Zorko? Zach, that waked you up, Zach, didn't it? You were just staring into nothing.
I haven't.
You didn't hear Zane Zorko.
He got 39 touches last week.
Seriously.
3 goals.
You didn't hear of Dane Zorko. He's got over 200 Supercoach points, if you know what that is.
He got 10 tackles last week as well.
Yeah, shout out to Dane Zorko.
Yeah, look him up.
So, yeah, look him up on the internet. It'll be like 100 slides with Dane Zorko. What a star. So now Geelong Cats, Inns, Andrew Mackie, Jed Buse and Darcy Lang, but out none yet. So but if anyone picks Brisbane, so we all think the Cats?
Yep.
By reasonable margin, by how
much? Zach.
Just pick Geelong,
Zach.
I think Brisbane as well.
Geelong.
Sam, I did that so you could turn away.
Yeah.
You've made Sam cry.
I'm going for the Cats.
Yeah.
At their home ground, Geelong haven't been performing outside of the top eight.
Yes, they are. Outside of the top eight, they're doing... Actually, no, they're actually not really.
Who?
They lost to Collingwood, Carlton, St Kilda, so, yeah, you sort of are right. All right, so... last game, Essendon versus the Bulldogs. Inns for Essendon. Ooh, yeah. Start jumping, Darcy Parrish in for Essendon. Such a good young player. Mason Redman, Kyle Langford and Mark...
Langford.
Kyle Langford.
Mark Bagley?
He was already in, I think. And then Mark Jamar.
Jamar!
He's the one that punched this guy when he got... injured so badly, so...
Is that why he's been out for that long?
Yeah.
Thank God he's back in.
Yeah, because when he got injured, like, did you think, like, he's a big veteran, did you think he was just going to miss?
Who?
Miss a lot?
Not heaps.
Yeah. All right, and outs, James Polkinghorne. This is the only out so far, omission. So a few milestones for the Dons. Martin Gleeson playing his 50th game.
Gleeson only played 50?
Yeah. Long playing his first games. Matthew Stokes playing his 200th game.
Jake Long played his first game last week.
Yeah, he's playing his second.
I'll read it again. Martin Gleeson, 50th game. Jake Long played first game today. Matthew Stokes playing his 200th game, which a lot of them was at Geelong. Mm-hmm. Adam Cooney, the Brownlow medalist, playing against his old club, the Bulldogs, on his 250th game. Ooh. So we'll go to the Bulldogs quickly. Toby McLean is in. Same is Kobe Stevens, Will Minson, and Walk Smith. But out is a former Hawk premiership player, Matthew Suckling, with an Achilles. So that's a bad out. Yeah. Milestone, Walk Smith playing his first game. So I know Zach's going to pick the Dons. But
I think the Dons actually could win.
Yeah. The Dons will win.
If they play hard enough, though, because...
I reckon the Dons.
So, yeah. We'll quickly, very, very quickly get to... We'll say, what's been your favourite thing of the year? Favourite thing of the year,
Zach? Essendon winning 2 games.
Luke?
How well Adelaide's been this season.
Yeah. Zach?
Longy's son's played his
game.
Jake Long.
Luke? I thought you were going to say Eddie Betts' goal of the year.
Yeah.
Remember? That was just...
He's getting goal of the year.
And my favourite is how good Patrick Dangerfield's been performing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, last thing, we'll quickly say, just give the watchers a little bit of a mind on how junior footy went. So, Callum won our semi-final by 3 points against
Seaford Black.
Seaford Black, yep. So, Callum in the granny. Callum in the granny, yeah.
Seaford and Langy going for a semi-final.
In the prelim final. It's the prelim final. There's no third semi-final because there's a first semi-final, there's a second semi-final, and now there's the prelim final, then it'll be the grand final. All right, that'll wrap us up.
Sam, how about tippings?
We just did tip here. I said that's our new thing. And Dylan Ridgway will know that for next video, for next episode. That's what we're doing now. So that will wrap us up for Footy Frenzy Episode 5.
Go the Dons.
Calm the Crows.
Hope you all enjoyed.
Go the Dons.
Hope you all
enjoyed. Sam, go the Dons.
No. Son. Hope you all enjoyed Footy Frenzy Episode 5 and go Cats.
See the Broncos.